David, thank you for that kind introduction. I think I'm taking your coffee break time, so I apologize for that, and I'll keep my remarks pretty brief. But I'm thrilled to be here, and I look forward to working with you and learning from you in the years ahead. And obviously, there's an extraordinary wealth of knowledge and talent and commitment to young people in this room and across your organization. And again, I look forward to a wonderful, wonderful partnership with you in the years ahead. As an organization, your leadership in the Student Aid Alliance has led to significant increases in federal aid. And I know that's something you're very, very focused on during your visit here in D.C. this week. And I want to assure you, I'm extraordinarily focused on this as well. The stimulus package now working its way through Capitol Hill closes the shortfall in funding for Pell Grants, boosts grants by $500, and includes a $2,500 tax credit for college tuition. And we have And while this may seem obvious to all of us in this room, we have folks in Congress who don't see why this is in the stimulus package and don't understand that the best thing we can do to get the economy back on its feet again is to educate our way to a better economy, and that we need to have people going to college, we need to have access to college, we need to have people staying in college and graduating. That's the best thing we can do long term. And your collective voices can be very, very powerful. And again, while it's so intuitive to everyone in this room here, that's not always the case. And so I appreciate your hard work on this issue. And this is something that's very much in the balance right now. It's very much in flux. And so when I go back to the office, I'm going to be spending lots of time on this today. And again, appreciate your collective leadership. But money is not the only challenge facing your organizations and facing our young people. There are other barriers to college, starting with the financial aid forms that are so complicated that so many of our young people and families actually give up. And so we want to try and do whatever we can to simplify that in the short term and to actually overhaul it in the long term. The largest challenge facing the higher education community, however, has nothing to do with higher education. The problem is that too many of our high school graduates are not ready for college-level work, and they're dropping out of school. It's a national crisis, but there's also, as you guys know, I think this extraordinary historic opportunity to really change what's going on K-12 and in the higher education world. We have what I call the Obama effect. You have a president and a first lady who have lived the American dream because they got a great education, have worked so hard. We have a bipartisan Congress that wants to see things get better. We have great, great pockets of excellence around the country that we need to take to scale. And if the stimulus package passes, we're going to have more resources over the next 2 years than education has seen ever. And so it's an extraordinary opportunity in the midst of a challenge. I think Rahm Emanuel, Chief of Staff, coined the phrase, never waste a great crisis. And we can use this crisis to really propel the kinds of dramatic change that we need. How do we get there? How do we get America back on track to be number one in the world in education? We have to raise the bar. We have to dramatically raise standards. We have to get great, great teachers, great principals into every classroom, every school, and do a better job of supporting them once they're there. And we have to continue to innovate. I always talk about there's such great pockets and islands of excellence, a huge opportunity we have through the stimulus packages to really take to scale what works. And we're very, very excited about moving for those pockets to really create systems of excellence. We have to push hard on the entire president's agenda. We have to do a lot more about access and quality for early childhood education. I think there's nothing more important we can do to get our children off to a great, great start. We have to dramatically raise the bar K-12. We have to continue to provide better access and opportunity to higher education. And finally, we want to use the bully pulpit to really challenge parents. The parents have to step up. They have to turn those TVs off at night. They have to spend time reading to their children. They have to be part of the solution. And we all have to find ways to get that done. With the stimulus package, we have a huge chance to modernize classrooms. We're very, very proud that we got all higher ed institutions included in that package. We want to make sure that stays there. And I know you guys have tremendous unmet needs, and we all do. We want to push very, very hard there. We need to keep people working. We need to continue to innovate. And the huge priority now, if you sort of think about my first 100 days, is we have the stimulus package passed. Once it passes, we have to execute it impeccably. We have to move very, very fast to get money out. We have to be very, very smart about how we do it. And then finally, as we get further into the year, we want to really think about No Child Left Behind reauthorization. I know I have some strong feelings about that. Many in this room probably have strong feelings about that. We want to take some time to listen, to learn, to get out across the country, hear what's working, what's not. Think about rebranding it potentially, but then coming back with something that keeps the great accountability, keeps a focus on the achievement gap, keeps a focus on disaggregating data, but takes away some of the impediments that have maybe stood in the way of districts getting better. Finally, just to close again, to thank all of you for the opportunity to work with you and to learn from you going forward. And I think the work we're doing collectively could not be more important. We have this huge economic crisis. We have an economic imperative to better educate our young people around the country, to make sure we have many more graduating from high school, to make sure we have many more graduating from college. That is the only way long time we build a vibrant economy, and you guys are a huge part of the answer here in this room. And then finally, I really see this as a civil rights issue of our generation, that when we fail to educate, when we fail to provide real opportunity, we as educators, we perpetuate poverty and we perpetuate social failure. And that's something that I think we have an extraordinary opportunity to change and reverse those trends. So thank you so much for having me this morning. Have a great conference and appreciate the opportunity to work with you in the years ahead.